Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about 2 Thessalonians 2. Now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we ask you, brothers, not to be easily disconcerted or alarmed by any spirit or message or letter seeming to be from us, alleging that the day of the Lord has already come. Let no one deceive you in any way. For it will not come until the rebellion occurs, and the man of lawlessness, the son of destruction, is revealed. He will oppose and exalt himself above every so-called god or object of worship. So he will seat himself in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. Do you not remember that I told you these things while I was still with you? And you know what is now restraining him, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now restrains it will continue until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will slay with the breath of his mouth and annihilate by the majesty of his arrival. The coming of the lawless one will be accompanied by the working of Satan, with every kind of power, sign, and false wonder, and with every wicked deception directed against those who are perishing, because they refused the love of the truth that would have saved them. For this reason, God will send them a powerful delusion, so that they believe the lie, in order that judgment may come upon all who have disbelieved the truth and delighted in wickedness. But we should always thank God for you, brothers, who are loved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved by the sanctification of the Spirit and by faith in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brothers, stand firm and cling to the traditions we taught you, whether by speech or by letter. Now, may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who by grace has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good word and deed. This is God's word. Paul continued in this chapter his teaching on end time events. We saw that right off the bat in verse 1, which says, in the NIV this time, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him. Paul described the rise of the Antichrist in this chapter, who's called here the man of lawlessness, and that description is in verses 2 through 8a, and the deception he will bring on the earth, which is described in verses 9 through 12. But in the middle of this description, we are told in verse 8, the Lord Jesus will overthrow him with the breath of his mouth, and destroy him by the splendor of his coming. So as bad as the end times will be, Jesus will win. This passage ends, then, with a reminder that the believers there and us have been saved by God's grace. We see that in verses 13 and 14. Therefore, Paul encouraged them and us to persevere in the faith. He wrote, so then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. That's verse 14 in the NIV. Knowing and clinging to the truth of God's word is the key to perseverance. When you start to doubt the truth of God's word or entertain novel interpretations of God's word, that's what will weaken your faith and your walk with God. The promise of God, however, is that those who believe and follow Jesus to the end will be saved, as verse 14b in the NIV says, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you notice that phrase? It's easy to miss, but it is so important. God saved us so that we will share in the glory of Jesus Christ. That glory describes his holy character that's being formed in us and that will be completed in eternity when we're with Christ. but it also describes the eternal kingdom God has promised to all of us who love Jesus and follow him. The Bible tells us this again and again, and it tells us that we will rule and reign with Christ. See 2 Timothy 2:12, Revelation 20, verse 4, Revelation 22, verse 5, for just a few examples. I cited 2 Timothy 2:12 in the last sentence, but let me quote it for you because it is so on point. It says, "If we endure, we will also reign with him." Again, that's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. If we endure, we will reign with him. That's God's promise to you and me. No matter how bleak things become on this earth, continue to follow Christ, and you will be rewarded with his kingdom. So don't be deceived by the fake promises of sin or the tantalizing secrets that false teachers bring with their false doctrine. Don't let discouragement keep you from following Jesus. Instead, as verse 15 in the NIV says, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you. Are you holding fast to God's word, to Christian doctrine, and in all of that, to Christ himself? Do that, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.